This is Mindset Monday, a short episode designed to share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned or I'm experimenting with to conquer my mind, perform at a higher level, and crush my goals. My hope is that these short weekly episodes will help each of you in the same ways. One thing I've learned is that mindset is so key when it comes to performing in life and in business. And your mind's like a muscle. You have to work it out. Some days are easier than others to keep a positive mindset. But the more you train your mind, the easier it becomes to maintain a positive mindset, even on the hard days or when things are not going according to plan. And there are many different ways that one can go about improving their mindset. And that's what I'll be discussing on these episodes. I'll be sharing what I've learned and what I'm currently learning to help maintain a positive mindset and show up every day performing at my best. So with that, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Let's drop in. Hey there, and happy Monday, everyone, or happy whatever day you happen to be tuning in to this week's episode of Mindset Monday here on the Path to Freedom podcast. Whatever day it is, I'm happy that you're here with me and looking forward to sharing some of my thoughts with you. This week, I want to talk a little bit about opportunity and how you can intentionally work on developing what I like to call an opportunity mindset. Because one thing that we all have in common here in 2020 is our lives have been, in most cases, pretty dramatically impacted as a result of COVID-19 and all of the changes that have gone along with that. And that's one thing that's for certain in life, is that there will always be challenges, there will always be uncertainty, and there will always be obstacles that get thrown into our way. With COVID-19, it happens to be more global and a much broader impact, whereas in so many other cases, the challenges and problems that one person may be facing are very different from those that another person is facing. And even with COVID-19, the challenges that it's resulted in so many people's lives are different from one person to the next. And obviously, some people have been more dramatically impacted by COVID-19 than others. Some have had serious health results. Some have lost friends and family members. Others have literally lost their jobs and their livelihood. But regardless, in some form or fashion, just about every person has been impacted in some way by this global pandemic. And there's really two options in front of us, generally speaking, you know, when dealing with something such as COVID-19. The first option is to kind of just let it happen to you and to adopt more of a victim mentality. And the second option, of course, is to assess the situation and then look for opportunities within the challenges and find ways to continue moving forward, pressing forward towards your goals, and to continue to thrive through all of this. And I remember when everything first started kind of shutting down and we were having to quarantine and really just trying to figure out, you know, what the implications of COVID-19 were and, you know, how they were going to impact us. I remember my wife and I sitting down and, you know, kind of looking at our businesses, trying to figure out, you know, what type of impact is this going to have on our businesses? Obviously, we were concerned about the health of ourselves and our family. But more than anything, we wanted to kind of sit down and think, all right, what can we do? What's within our control with all of this going on to make sure that, you know, when we finally get past all of this, we're in a better position than we were coming into it. The one thing we knew for certain at the onset of COVID-19 was that we did not want to just roll over and let it happen to us. We wanted to do anything within our power to make sure that we came out of this stronger than we were going into it. And I've seen a lot of other people taking that same approach. Now, on the flip side of that, I've seen a lot of people kind of doing the opposite, which is, you know, rolling over, almost kind of burying their head in the sand and just kind of letting it happen to them. And, you know, this comes back to kind of the Stoic philosophy that I've talked about so many times on the podcast, which is, you know, things are always going to happen. You've got to figure out what you can control and then focus on the controllables and do your best to kind of block out or at least not let the things outside of your control derail you. And so I think in any challenging time, there's an option for us as individuals or, you know, even for organizations or companies to assess the situation, but try to find opportunities within the problems or the challenges. Instead of just accepting the problem or the challenge at face value, look a little bit deeper and try to identify, you know, what the problems are. You know, a time of radical change, such as what we've been going through in 2020 with COVID-19, it brings a lot of challenges to individuals and to organizations. And this increases the pressure for new solutions, but it also makes the implementation of that much more difficult. A time of radical change also makes maybe our standard approach to problem solving, kind of what we've, you know, implemented in the past to overcome problems, that's a bit less useful, especially with something like COVID-19, because it hasn't really happened in our lifetime before. There's not really a playbook for it. We can't build off of previous experience. But a time of challenge will also bring new opportunities. But often these opportunities are hidden inside what at first looks like problems. And so there's a couple of examples that I thought were really relevant to what I'm talking about here today that I came across doing some of my research for this episode and wanted to share those here to give you a little bit of perspective. And forgive me in advance if I butcher any of the pronunciation of these names. But the first example I came across is Alexander Fleming. So Alexander Fleming is the guy that discovered penicillin, right? But he didn't set out trying to discover penicillin. He was doing experiments and was trying to grow bacteria. Instead, he grew mold. And he could have just kind of thrown that experiment away or made sure that next time it got cleaned properly. But instead, he looked closer. And what he realized was he had discovered something that kills bacteria, what ultimately became penicillin. And then over the course of the following years, penicillin has saved millions of lives. Another example is bullet train engineers digging a tunnel through a mountain in Japan. They were running into issues with flooding as they were digging this tunnel. Now, they could have simply brought pumps in, pumped the water away, or sealed the tunnel and started digging somewhere else. Instead, they had the idea to start bottling this mineral water. They started selling it, and then it turned into a $50 million brand. And then when George, or maybe Jorge Demestral, returned from a walk to find his clothes and his dog covered with burrs, instead of just picking the burrs off, he looked more closely at how they attached themselves. Then he went on to invent Velcro, right? And then another more recent example that is going to probably ring home with many of you listening, when Travis, the founder of Uber, that all started because of a problem. He was with some of his friends in Paris and they couldn't get a cab. And instead of just walking or complaining about not being able to get a cab, that sparked an idea that ultimately led him to founding Uber. Now with Uber, the rest is just kind of history. You all know what that's turned into. So again, so many of these successful companies or inventions were the result of people identifying opportunities within problems or challenges that they were running into. And we've all faced similar problems, but probably not created similar outcomes. So the question in my mind is, what was it about these particular situations that led to these innovations, right? The situations were all different, but the people all shared one thing in common. They had an attitude that led them to look for the opportunities inside the problems that they faced. And this attitude is something that leaders possess. It defines leadership. This attitude is something that I think you have to embrace if you're really serious about making continuous growth in your life, in your business, and whatever it may be that you're working on. You have to really kind of adopt this attitude of searching for the opportunity within the problems. The good news is, I believe that this is an attitude that can be learned, right? You've heard me say on these Mindset Monday episodes so many times that your mindset's like a muscle. You have to work it out on a regular basis in order for it to get stronger. And this is no different here, developing this kind of opportunity mindset. So with these examples that I gave you, we'll never know exactly what happened in these cases, but you know, I think it surely had to have incorporated at least one of these three things. Number one is chance, synchronicity, or serendipity. right? Travis with Uber might have given up all hope of ever getting a cab, but maybe he noticed his friend using his smartphone to order something online, and that's what sparked the idea. Intuition. I didn't use this example earlier, but James Cameron talks all the time about how he had the ideas for Terminator and Avatar, two of the highest grossing movies of their time. He had the idea for these movies during a dream, right? I think intuition plays a big role in some of these examples as well. And then finally, actively treating the problem as an opportunity. If we reframe and generalize a situation, we can ask where or for whom it might be an opportunity. Instead of thinking, my experiment has failed, Alexander Fleming might have said something prevented the bacteria from growing. Then who might find it useful to have something that prevents bacteria from growing? So, you know, I think kind of shifting your lenses that you're looking through these problems at, because, you know, where you individually may not see an opportunity, if you're thinking about it kind of through a different lens, you may realize that other people with other needs may see opportunities in these challenges or these problems. So I think we can all train ourselves to develop these perspectives and this mindset. You know, I think you can take 5 minutes at the end of each day to remember the things that have gone well. I think we can get into the habit of praising or thanking others. We can use various techniques to connect more deeply with our intuition. And instead of simply reaching to a situation, we can pause and ask ourselves what it would have taken to prevent the situation from arising in the first place, or what opportunity it might present for us or others to develop new leadership skills. We can use various techniques to connect more deeply with our intuition. And instead of simply reacting to a situation, we can pause and ask ourselves, what would it have taken to prevent the situation from arising in the first place? Or what opportunity it might present for us or for others to develop new skills, new ways of thinking about things, new opportunities. But altogether, there are many different types of opportunities that we can look for, and they don't guarantee that we're going to, you know, find a world-changing, transformative innovation like some of the examples I use here, and certainly not in every single challenge or crisis that we face. But the more we develop these skills, the more options we will uncover, and the more likely we will become to make the best of whatever situations arise. And the more options you have, then, you know, the better picture you get of how you need to proceed forward to accomplish your goals. And whichever way forward we eventually choose, engaging an attitude that approaches problems as if they contain opportunities brings us numerous different side benefits. And I was sitting down, kind of putting some of my thoughts on paper, I identified 5 different benefits that adopting this opportunity mindset will bring into your life. The first is enthusiasm and morale. Looking for opportunities rather than problems is just more enjoyable to be around for yourself, for others around you. It's going to create a much more positive vibe, especially in the face of challenges. Number 2 is understanding. Searching for opportunities forces us to understand more deeply what is really going on. This deeper understanding will be useful no matter what direction we choose to go in. 3rd is impact and durability. Looking for the opportunities beyond the quick fix will bring outcomes that are more remarkable, last longer, or work at a deeper level than our competitors. So again, really taking the time to assess the situation, understand what the problems and the challenges are, understand why those problems and challenges arose, and then more clearly understanding what your options are going forward. 4th is control. By choosing to look for opportunities, you put yourself back in control. Whichever direction you eventually move forward in, you do so from a deeper knowledge that it is the best alternative for you. This is going to bring more confidence, more focus, and more momentum to your implementation. And that also ties in with, you know, what the Stoics say, right? Focus on the things that you can control. And in doing that, you're maintaining more control in general. And the 5th, I'm not even sure if this is a word, but we're going to roll with it. Anti-fragility, right? By combining all of these points that we've talked about and choosing to look for the opportunities in a situation, it makes you more certain of your priorities. and more able to put them into practice. It makes you more anti-fragile. So I bring all of this up because as I have so many conversations with people all over the country, again, everyone's been impacted in some way by COVID-19. And I see some people kind of rolling over and let it happen to them. I see others, you know, taking all of this, looking for the opportunity in it, and then fearlessly moving forward in pursuit of building the type of life that they've dreamed of building. You know, I've talked to so many people that have been laid off or furloughed as a result of COVID. And, you know, many of them are aspiring entrepreneurs. They've had this dream of starting their own business, and maybe it was hard for them to leave the security of a job or, you know, a salary and the benefits and everything that goes with that. Now they find themselves out of a job. Well, instead of updating their resume and applying for a bunch of jobs, many of which would probably be a step backwards for them or something that they wouldn't even truly enjoy doing, they're taking this as an opportunity to really explore business ownership and see if they can figure out a path to get into business for themselves and start accomplishing that goal that they had set for themselves. There's numerous other examples. I mean, I could give you examples in my wife and I's life of how we've been able to identify opportunities with COVID-19. I mean, I certainly took the first couple months of quarantine as an opportunity to get in better shape. And, you know, that's helped me create habits and a lifestyle that, you know, even as we start to get back to some normalcy, those habits are sticking with me, and I'm in a better position because of it. I'm in a better position to keep pushing towards my goals. We were able to buy a piece of commercial real estate, you know, because of everything going on. The commercial real estate market took a little bit of a hit. Well, we happened to be in a position where we needed a small commercial real estate place that created the opportunity for us to go ahead and move forward with it. We'd started out earlier this year looking to lease places, and because we were able to identify opportunity in the midst of this kind of crisis or this very challenging time, we were able to put ourselves in a better position by actually purchasing this real estate. Now we own an asset. So again, a lot of examples. I just thought it was something very relevant to speak to. And, you know, just keep in mind, in a time of change, when always forward will be difficult and unpredictable, success depends less on the particular path you choose and more on the levels of inspiration you're able to generate in order to sustain that direction over time. So having an attitude to look for the opportunities hidden in a crisis makes you much more likely to find that inspiration. So next time, you know, a problem or something challenging or something unexpected slaps you in the face, take a step back. Make sure you're assessing it. Don't just say, oh, hell, this is a problem. This is something. Now we've got to just completely abandon, you know, this particular goal, whatever it is that you're working towards, and take time to really understand what caused this problem. What caused this challenge? What are some various options? Remember to look through it through the lens of others to see, you know, what opportunities might someone else see in this exact same scenario, and then use all of that to figure out what the best path forward is. Because again, whether it's COVID or something completely personal to you or just something later on in your life, the better you get at developing this opportunity mindset, the better position you'll be in to keep charging forward, even when things don't go according to plan. So I hope this has been helpful. I know, you know, just kind of constantly coming back to these sorts of things has been helpful for me. I am far, far from perfect when it comes to, you know, having this type of an opportunity mindset. But the more I think about it, the more I work on it, the more I practice it, the easier it becomes to implement in day-to-day life. So I hope this has been helpful. I hope everyone has a fantastic week. Please share this episode with someone else that you think would get value from it. Let me know other topics that you'd like to hear me talk about here on Mindset Monday. I'm always looking for recommendations along those lines. But thanks so much for everyone tuning in. Go drop in, have an amazing week, and we'll talk to you again soon. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Mindset Monday. If you got value from this, please make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast for more great content. And if you'd like additional resources to help you maintain a positive mindset and perform at the highest level, make sure to check out my website, path2freedom.com. Path, the number two, FRDM.com. There you can also subscribe to my monthly newsletter, where I'll be sharing more great strategies just like this. And if you know anyone else that would benefit from today's episode, please forward this on to them and encourage them to listen. And finally, if you or anyone else you know would be interested to speak with me to learn more about how you can get started on your own path to freedom by getting into business for yourself, I'd love to have a conversation. Connect with me on my website or shoot me an email at wes@path2freedom.com. That's all for now. And until next time, go drop in.